From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. At the risk of droning on about a topic that my pals David and Max at the UAV Digest show are getting tired of hearing, I think it's time I come clean. So I will. I really do think that drones, UASs, or RPVs, or whatever you want to call them, are pretty incredible pieces of technology. And like David and Max, I think their future's set in stone, even here in the United States. There is just one teensy little piece of the conversation that drone builders and operators seem to be avoiding in that constant push to let the drones fly. How exactly do we safely separate remotely operated drones from people carrying airplanes? We expect a new rule on the commercial drone industry from the FAA by year's end, but my guess is that's only going to cover the barest minimums, like operations below 400 feet and within line of sight of the operator. Those kinds of model airplane-like guidelines might work, too, if the drones keep clear of airports. But what about the rest of the million or so drones sold around the world in the past few years? The ones that seem to keep flying closer and closer to airplanes. I met a helicopter pilot from Alaska earlier this year who told me he'd had more than a couple of close calls with drones on the North Slope. Who was operating them, of course, no one knew. He just knew that those drones were too darn close for comfort. In Australia last week, firefighters operating both aircraft and helicopters said they'd had so many near collisions that they're planning on pulling out of a fire scene if there's even the mention of a nearby drone. The real missing link in the drone puzzle? It's that the practical technology needed to sense and avoid other traffic, that's the role normally played by pilots looking out the cockpit windows, doesn't really exist for drones. And that sense and avoid technology is a must-have, especially if drones and manned airplanes are ever going to operate in the same airplane safely, because ATC radar doesn't seem to see drones at all. Luckily, there haven't been any drone aircraft mid-air collisions. Yet. So to all you drone operators and builders out there, I'm really with you on these things. We pilots and air safety geeks don't really want to shut you out of the system. Honest. But without a universal miracle tool packed inside each and every drone, one that protects the flying public from drone drivers operating somewhere out there safely with a joystick and a laptop, you can expect pushback against drones. And plenty of it. Right now, the push is only coming from a few pilots and industry organizations. But when passengers realize the real threat they're facing from drones, that conversation's going to become louder. Much, much louder. For the Aviation Minute and JetWine.com in Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. See you next time.